Senate Bill 10, an act to revise certain township election provisions.
Senate Bill 10 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 10 is an update to township election law in South Dakota. There were a number of bills that local government heard at the request of Secretary of State. Very quickly, sections 1 and 2 of the bill provide some needed changes and parameters in the petitioning for the petitioning of an election to abolish a township. Section 3 provides a definition for what the residency requirement is in township's elections. It's important to note that this makes it identical to municipal and school board elections. And Section 4 allows for absentee balloting at township ballot question elections, such as tax... I don't know. Pardon me. Did I get to the taxing opt-out? Did I get to that part? I'll do Section 4 again, with your indulgence.
Ooh.
I don't know. Section 4 allows for absentee balloting at township ballot questions elections, such as a tax opt-out. Thanks for your support on this marvelous piece of legislation.
Shorten that. Other comments, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Thank you, Madam. Senator Olson, does this go to say that with this particular bill, that you could have a township with 5, 6, or maybe 10 people living in it who are not actually landowners, but could be the ones that do indeed determine what the future may or may not be?
Senator Olson, do you choose to respond?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Senator Moore, I believe that would probably be true, similar to any binding issue, if you're looking at that particular notion. But, yeah, I would suppose if they're renters, they would still be members of that township and eligible to vote.
Senator Moore, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, as I look at this bill, I just, you know, I'm amazed that this is one of those bills we could have 10 members of this body that own land in a particular township. Everybody that lived in the township was a renter, and we as landowners wouldn't have any say in what happened with our property values or our property taxes or any governance at all. And I guess that's one of those necessities in government. I'm having a hard time dealing with this when I know there are townships out there with as few as 6, 7, or 10 people in them who are going to determine, and who may not even be landowners, who are going to determine the future and the fate of those townships. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Senator Moore, that was discussed in committee. I understand your reservations about that. However, that, you know, I would assume that the property owner would probably go to some lengths with those particular renters about what was part of their rental agreement or what wasn't.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 10. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick, Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagan,
no.
Ham, Huttmacher,
no.
Cleven,
aye.
Hetzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons, Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 28, nays 7.
Senate Bill 10 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.